This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
So, you've got a whiskey lover in your life.
You sure
and
do.
Christmas is coming up and you're freaked out. You don't know what to get them. We're your guys.
All right, Wes, before we get started on this epic
ho-ho-ho
gift idea episode, yeah. We do have to thank our patron members.
Yeah, with them, it's like Christmas every day.
It feels that way to us.
Those
sure.
guys are like, oh, like present under the tree. They're such a blessing to us and what we're doing over here. We love you guys.
Yeah, couldn't do it without you. And everyone's names that are on the screen right now are contributing at the top three levels. And If you want to learn more about how to support this channel, you should stick around to the end.
Absolutely. Now, disclaimer, because unfortunately in 2025, we have to have those on every freaking episode.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of haters out there. Mm-hmm. But in this episode, we're going to give you our top five recommendations on what you should be looking for that whiskey lover for Christmas. Now, again, these are all just our opinions. There's lots of whiskey items out there. No shortage of websites you could go to find something that would be considered a whiskey gift for that person in your life. So go do whatever you want to do. These are just what we think as experienced, been drinking whiskey for decades now, what we would love to get under the tree from our significant other. So we're going to kind of clue you in on some of that.
Yeah, and let's start off with a list of things that you probably should not buy.
Yeah, that's probably a good start.
Number one, whiskey stones. Like, do not.
Absolutely.
Like, I get it. They're cool looking. You're literally drinking on a rock because the stone is rock.
Yeah.
And you're putting the whiskey on the rock and all that stuff. I'm not saying that whiskey stones are a bad idea for everyone.
Yeah.
Okay. But it would be a really small niche of person who would want to use whiskey stones. Plus, they scratch up the bottom of your glass and make it not look as pretty and all that stuff.
Whiskey stones are for the guy who wants to look cool in front of his friends and then ends up not looking cool.
I wouldn't say that. I've had whiskey stones and I've
used them. Honestly, for what they're supposed to be, they're supposed to cool off your whiskey and they don't do it.
Well, they do lose their ability. I mean,
it doesn't. If you want your whiskey chilled,
then
put ice in there,
yeah,
right? Or if you don't want to dilute it, chill your Glen or whatever your glass is.
Yeah, chill the whiskey.
Yeah, chill the whiskey.
Yeah,
so,
put it in the freezer. It'd be fine.
Yeah,
so whiskey stones.
I'd stay away
from
that.
What's some other things that...
The guy working at Total Wine or Specs where you walk in there and you're like, hey, what should I buy my whiskey boyfriend?
Like, oh, you need Chestnut Farms, baby.
Yeah, let me show you what we recommend. And they're going to probably point you toward their own brand, some kind of kickback incentive that they have, and it probably is not the greatest whiskey out there. So,
yeah, that's probably...
I'd stay away from that.
Not the best. Idea.
Mm-hmm.
Any sort of drinking equipment that does not match the way the person drinks their whiskey.
Yeah, yeah.
So if your person doesn't drink cocktails, don't get them a cocktail smoking kit.
Right.
If your person doesn't drink out of a rocks glass, they drink everything neat out of a tulip-shaped glass, don't get them rocks glasses,
absolutely.
Even if they're really beautiful, cool rocks glasses. They that's not how they drink their whiskey, right? And so you need to be thinking about, you know, your person and how they enjoy their spirit and then get something that's in alignment with that. But those are some of the more common things that we see.
Yeah.
Now,
some of the things we're going to get into are going to help you to kind of navigate some of those, like kind of play off some of those. Okay, if that's not what we're supposed to do, what direction should we go? And I'll kick the list
kick it off
here.
Kick
right?
it off. Let's
I mentioned it. Going into the store just willy-nilly and saying, hey, what do you recommend? My husband likes bourbon or my wife likes a whiskey. What should I get her? What I would recommend, number one, is that you find, you know who these people are in their life. You find their whiskey friends, the guys that they're always going out to the whiskey events with and the guys they're always sitting on the back porch with sipping their whiskey. And secretly go in and ask those guys or girls, hey, what should I get them? What have they been talking about? What do they want? What's on their bucket list of bourbons? And can you help me find it? Mm-hmm. Good story with this. My 40th birthday, my good friend Randy here helped out my wife. She called him way ahead of time, by the way. Don't wait till right now to do it.
Yeah.
You want to get that ball rolling early. She reached out to Randy well ahead of time, said, Randy, this has been one of Wes's bucket list bourbons. Is there any way to help me find it? And he was like, probably not, but let me try to figure out a way. And it just so happened that the store called him, his wife on the, it was a wild story where it ended up getting presented.
We won a raffle. And they're going through the list and I'm like, they go, do you know what bottle you want? And I said, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to read the list of every bottle that's available before I will give you an answer. And they were like, okay, so they're going through the list. And she's reading through and soon as she said Old Forester birthday bourbon, to be honest, I was like, damn it.
Yeah.
And Lindsay's like, what? And I was like, we don't have a choice. Sarah needs this
for
Wes's birthday. But I thought I was going to get a bourbon for me.
Yeah.
But I don't have a choice. It's the only way to get it. And
that's what real friends did.
Yeah.
And I've never.
I got that bottle back, about though.
Yeah, he did get it back.
When he quit drinking.
I went through a phase where I went kind of pared down and quit drinking. And I was like,
he gave it back to me.
I said, if this is going to go back to anyone, I want you to get it back.
Yeah.
You to enjoy it.
But that's it. That's full circle, baby.
That's what it's all about.
But your whiskey lover in your life, they probably have a whiskey-loving friend that mm-hmm. knows more about their taste and their palate and what's available and what an appropriate price is. And that's how you... Yeah. If you want to buy somebody whiskey, you find that whiskey-loving friend and you have them help you do it.
Randy knows way more about my palate, and probably you do if you watch the show very often,
palate
than my wife or any freaking store clerk is going to know, mm-hmm. right? So go... My number one tip, number one on this list, is to go to their whiskey friends behind their back and mm-hmm. say, hey, help me find a good bourbon for my buddy.
You know how those companies have like their own logo on a glass?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be cool if there was a website where you could go and like put your own logo on your whiskey glass that you drink like at home?
Yeah, but like I would want a variety of glasses. Like small drinking glasses, a larger neat glass, maybe like a rocks glass.
Sure. And what about a tumbler?
Yeah.
Like the Yetis.
Like the Yeti tumbler. Yeah, that'd be, if you could get your logo on that, that'd be awesome.
Like imagine even like plastic glasses. Imagine mm-hmm. you're like at the pool, mm-hmm. right? And you've got like your own whiskey club or your own name or something like on your little plastic glass you're drinking out of at the pool.
That would be awesome. And like, you know how sometimes when you're at a bottle share and you got to clean your glass out because you're going to take a real small pour and like if you could get like a custom like lint-free rag, that'd be really cool. With your logo like right on it.
Yeah. And not just that, dude. What if, you know how you're always getting samples, right?
Yeah.
So like you have your box, it's like just a blank wooden box. But what if on top of there you had like your own brand or something on there.
Yeah, your logo on there.
Your logo that's like, you know, Wes's whiskey collection
samples
or something.
You could even use that for charities too, because like you could do like a sample box that you did in like a charity raffle, but you could custom etch it. That'd be cool.
Dude, what if this same website, like all those things were there, but you could also use it for the holidays coming up?
Calendar box.
You could do that, and I could get your like something special for you on it and give it to you as a gift.
Yeah, as a gift for Christmas. That'd be really cool.
What if there was a website like
that? What if there was a website that had all of those things? And what if the company that did it could set up a custom website for you to pick any of those things?
Oh, dude, that's like, come on, yeah. What if there was a website?
What if there was a website? So
number two.
Number two, and this is in no particular order,
right.
Okay? But if you want to buy whiskey and you are looking for something unique, a nice experience, I would strongly consider hooking up with these guys.
Sorry,
fella. So Blind Barrels, look at this packaging. You cannot beat this. And if you are online You've probably seen their commercials.
Yeah.
I was on a plane yesterday, and one of their commercials popped in the middle of one of my videos. Mm. So yeah, I thought it was great.
I always call these guys barrel monkeys, but they're blind barrels. It's a monkey as their deal. I always
Their logo is a monkey, but this is a really nice product. The concept is this is the packaging you get, and it comes with kind of instructions, and everything is always blind. So you get samples A, B, C, and D. And incidentally, there's only one company in the world that has a certificate of label approval that has the word sample on it.
Mm.
And it's this company.
Wow.
And so they sent out these four samples. You have no idea what you're getting. You get to taste them. They do online tasting events. Where you can get on with the experts and taste through the whiskeys. Mm-hmm. And then after you've had a chance to decide what you like and you don't like, they reveal the truth of what it was that you were drinking.
Nice.
And they give you the opportunity to go buy full bottles of whatever it was that you tried, which is really cool.
Yeah,
because
really cool.
They're partnered with an online shipping retailer. Mm-hmm. And so I will warn you that if your whiskey lover in your life does not like craft whiskeys, this may not be the best option because almost everything that they do are smaller craft producers. Mm. But if they're open to try new things, that is one of my favorite ways to give surprise whiskey to somebody.
Yeah, I love that idea. And actually, number three on the list here is right along those lines, is every kind of more veteran whiskey lover loves experiences nowadays more mm-hmm. than they love just another bottle.
Yeah, right? Most of us have more whiskey than we could drink the rest of our lifetime.
We've tried all the whiskeys, we've had the whiskeys, and we've got all the whiskey little tchotchkes and all the stuff. And what we really love most and what sticks with us more than anything is the memories that we form with the people who drink whiskey with us.
Mm-hmm.
And so my number three on the list would be a recommendation to get your significant other a whiskey experience.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just as simple as go online, book an Airbnb for a few days, a long weekend over in Bardstown or Louisville or wherever in Kentucky, and let him take a few buddies on the.
This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress for a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Bourbon Trail, mm-hmm. something like that. Or if you are nearby within a few hours of a local distillery, a craft distillery that you haven't visited yet, set up a date night, set up a fun night for him to have a private kind of distillery experience to where he can really be around the spirit that he loves most with the person that he loves most and really form a memory that's going to last a lot longer than a bottle will.
Yeah, and a lot of distilleries online have all different types of experiences that you can sign up for. You can mm-hmm. go and check to see what schedules, what different tasting events are available. And quite often when you're going to a smaller local distillery, you're interacting with somebody who's deeply involved mm-hmm. with creating that product.
Yep.
And their passion really helps to solidify the experience, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
So that's really, really cool.
Absolutely.
So my number four on the list is something that if you don't know about these guys, you need to know.
Oh, yeah.
It
absolutely.
Is aged in ore.
These guys are legit.
Particularly this little set right here. So this, for anybody who travels, this is an excellent way to bring your whiskey with you.
Mm-hmm.
And so this case is designed to hold four of these sample bottles.
It actually comes with four.
It comes with four. Mm-hmm. They're graduated on one side, so you can see how much you've poured in there. It also helps you to pay attention to how much you're drinking, right?
Yeah.
And it is under 3.4 ounces. So these can go right through TSA.
TSA
approved. No problem. Yeah. You know, they might pull your bag to search it. They get out, they look at it, and they go, yep, yeah, that's less than 3.4 ounces. Have a nice day. Mm-hmm. And you're totally allowed to carry whiskey with you onto the plane. And what's cool about this is it comes with a little wax pen. And on the opposite side of the graduated cylinder, there's a smooth part of the glass that you can write which whiskey you've put in there.
Yeah.
And then when you finish it off, you just wipe that off and you're ready to put another sample in there.
Yeah.
And it's really cool. And then you notice that mine doesn't have four in it. It has three in it. And that's because I discovered that my smaller whiskey tasting glasses are the exact same external dimensions as one of these. And so because I want to drink out of a real whiskey glass because it enhances my experience, I got rid of one of my four and I just carry this in here with me.
Yeah.
And then I just make sure that it's not glass on glass, that it's rubber on glass, and close that boy up. I've taken this on, I would guess I've taken this on 50 different trips.
Yeah.
And
I would say
I've never broke a glass. I've never, although I will tell you, I bought a second one of these sets. This one they gave me, okay? They sent me samples of all their products years ago for me to do reviews. And I normally give away the free samples that we get.
Yeah.
I love this so much, I kept it for myself. And then I went and bought a second one. Mm-hmm. And I the other day, I flew someplace. And my brand new lids, I guess like I hadn't cranked it down hard enough to seat the rubber gasket. And it was enough to keep it from leaking on the plane. But when I pulled one of these out, I guess it tweaked it just enough. And I came back and there's a big brown spot on the bed in the hotel room. And it leaked all the way out. So if you get these, you know, especially when they're new, crank them a little bit. Make sure it's all seated. But they do not leak. They do not break. It even will protect one of the smaller tasting glasses.
Yeah, so. I don't know how many times I've flown with that too. Out of the country, every time I go to the DR, I'll take mine with me and have a few samples of that. You know, have a little taste of home back with me. They're big rum country down there, which is good.
It's good.
I've grown to enjoy rum, but I do like to take my whiskey with me too.
And, well, I realize like when I'm traveling someplace and I want to have a drink and I want to relax, it's like, I'm going to go to some restaurant and pay $15 for a glass of whiskey that I could have bought the whole bottle for 25 bucks. Why? And I have all these open bottles. I need to take this with me, you know?
Yeah.
That's why I bought the second set, so I never run out.
Now, Randy mentioned the custom smaller drinking glass and tasting glass in there. And that brings us to point number five on the list of the top five whiskey lover gifts we'd recommend for the holidays. And that is, go over to bourbonrealtalk.com. They've got the custom glasses. They've got the sample kits. They've got bottle bags. We've got shirts. Any of those specialty whiskey tchotchke gifts that you can think of that your guy or girl would need, they're over there. And with the custom lasering, you can make it say or look like whatever you want.
And this is one of the coolest things that you can get for somebody in the Christmas season. This is a whiskey advent calendar box.
Ooh, yeah.
And so this has slots for 25 one-ounce samples in it and slots for two of the smaller tasting glasses. And we've checked some of the other brands of smaller glasses work, like the, I forget what they're called, sorry. This, there we go. Whatever this shape is. The
those?
Perfect Drams.
Oh yeah,
the Perfect Drams fit in here as well. The smaller version of the Glencairn glass fits in there, although it rattles around a little bit. Our glasses fit in there, but this would allow you to make a gift for somebody out of your whiskey collection and give it to someone else, and then you can customize it as well. So if you have a logo or a saying or something, or if you just want it to be cute. We started making some generic ones that says like he sees you when you're drinking and stuff like that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And then of course we have our glasses, which can be custom etched. We've got the smaller tasting glasses, full size tasting glasses, rocks glasses, tumblers. We even have little plastic wine shape glasses that you could custom etch, and that way if you have a pool you want to drink by your pool, you don't have to worry about breaking a glass or whatever. So there's a lot of stuff, even our lint-free rags. We can put a custom logo on the lint-free rags as well. There's tons of customizable options over there.
Yeah. So hopefully that helps you to kind of make a little bit more of an educated guess at what would be a great holiday gift for your loved one who is a whiskey nerd like us. And so we wanted to really help you to look like a stud, or like a superstar at the holiday gift giving season. We don't want you to give the gift that just goes in the closet and gets re-gifted to somebody else. I've done that before. I've gotten a gift and I was like, thank you. And then I just give it to someone else. We don't want you to waste your money that way. We want you to give something to your significant other that they're going to love, appreciate, and use. And so hopefully this list got you started thinking about, okay, these are some good ideas, and you just decide what's going to fit your guy or girl best for their situation.
And for this giveaway, we're not giving away whiskey. We're going to give away a $50 gift card to the Bourbon Real Talk website.
That is clutch right there. Yeah. I think I'm going to enter the win this one.
You should.
I think I am, yeah. And so what I'm going to do to enter to win, and you should do the same thing, is I'm going to like the video, subscribe to the channel, which I'm already subscribed, and then ring the bell. You want to ring the bell because that notifies you of future episodes. We give away free stuff on every episode, so you want to make sure you tune in for that. And then in the description below, you'll see a giant caps where it says giveaway, and there's a link right there to a Google form. You'll just fill out your basic contact info there. We'll run it in our randomizer against everyone else, post the results publicly for accountability, and then we'll notify our winner of their winnings and send you your samples absolutely for free. You don't have to pay a single dime to get free, well, in this case, a free gift card to the bourbonrealtalk.com website.
So we'll just be sending, we'll email you the winner, the code that you enter, and it'll take $50 off your order.
I'm entering.
Yeah. And if you want some of those less than $50, we'll just make it and send it to you for free. It'll be great.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's how we do it over here.
That is. That's, because, we get down.
That's because we're all about connection. Mm-hmm. And if you want to support a mission like that, there's a few ways that you can do that. Chrissy Lynn is a single mother. She works for Bourbon Real Talk full time. And so every Patreon member or every donation or everything that comes in helps to pay that need. I have a ministry in the Dominican Republic. I travel there every other month, moving there in about a year and a half from now. So there is another opportunity. Everything that I get from Bourbon Real Talk goes towards that mission as well. And then, so there's the Live Stay Project as well. It's a nonprofit, 501c3, to help people struggle.
We're great at raising money, but we don't get paid.
Yeah, so
we don't get paid for any of the time that we spend with Live Stay Project or any of the other charities that we serve.
Yeah.
We did Freddy Fest last year or earlier this year for Divine Equine.
Yep.
We raise, I would estimate we raise $100,000 to $150,000 for charities every year.
Yeah.
And we don't get paid a penny for that. And so there's a lot of reasons you might want to support, but there's three different ways to do it.
Yep.
And we appreciate any support that you give. So Patreon's a great way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Buying merchandise on Bourbon Real Talk supports, and then I am a residential real estate agent. So if you need services in Dallas or Houston, there's links for all three ways to support the channel in the video description right next to the giveaway link.
Yep.
And if this is your first time tuning in, we want to tell you why we do what we do, because obviously whiskey's delicious, and we love to drink it. But really, whiskey is a conduit to bring people together. And comedian connection is something that became a mission of mine when I lost a loved one to suicide. And it made me realize as I went through that process and talking with my brother's friends that he was missing some of those social connections that keep us bound. And I saw how whiskey as a conduit formed those kind of connections. So I thought maybe if I got you connected to whiskey, the whiskey would do the rest of the job and get you connected to others. Mm-hmm. And so we started Bourbon Real Talk Community, which is one of the world's largest bourbon-focused Facebook groups. It's free. You can go join, and it's troll-free.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to use that platform to start our 501c3, so that was amazing. But we did learn from most trolls that we saw being hateful in other forums to strangers online that if they can hate online, we can love online. And that's why we end up every episode the same way, and that's this. If you woke up this morning and you're unsure whether or not anyone loved you, just know that we love you. We'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk. Cheers.